Welcome back to another episode of the AI Driven Marketer. I'm your host, Dan Sanchez, and I'm on a journey to master AI in 2024. I hope you join me because we all know that AI is going to be important. And I think that's an understatement. It's going to take over a lot of what's going on in marketing and the rest of business, but at least we can figure it out for ourselves in marketing. Now, I wanted to go do another episode like this one for Behind the Bot to share how I made a very, very simple custom GPT that can help you in all kinds of ways. When I originally named this, I called it a copilot because I had an episode with a friend and we talked about business copilots. Now, copilots have kind of been hijacked by Microsoft and everybody's using the term and it means a bunch of different things. So what is it? I want to show you how to use it. But first, before I even get into what is a copilot and what it's useful for and how to make it for yourself, a little backstory on this one in particular. This was actually the first custom GPT I ever made mid-December. And I first made it to be a personal AI life coach. I was working for the AI company, CloseStrong, who's making a sales coach to help sales reps navigate negotiations. Very effective, very tight parameters and how it works based on some solid methodologies and 20 years of experience from the co-founder. And it's awesome. If you have sales friends, go send them to CloseStrong.com to learn more about that. But I wanted to make a life coach. I'm like, well, if you can be a sales coach, then it can be a life coach. I had just gone through a class with Michael Hyatt at Full Focus, and they had this awesome like life coaching program. I got the beta test. It was so awesome. Go to fullfocus.co to check this out. But like, I think it's called Life Focus is this product where they add a bunch of cards, and they essentially make it super easy to kind of like process all that internal stuff about what you want to accomplish with your life, what your values are, what you want to do with every single, how to set goals for all the different areas of your life. It was fantastic. I had all this information, and I'm the kind of person who takes all the personality tests, have my full profile for StrengthFinders, not just the first five, but the whole thing, and business plans and all that stuff. And I'm like, what if I just load all this into AI and then I let it direct me like a life coach would, ask me proactive questions to guide me in life. And so I loaded it up with all the docs and I gave it very clear instructions to ask me one question at a time to help me problem solve stuff. And it didn't work. It's probably something I should probably take another swing at now that I've had more practice with custom GPTs. Or maybe when GPT-5 comes out and it can count, because I couldn't get it to only ask me one question at a time. It'd always be like asking me multiple questions. I'm like, one question at a time. I'm like, did you forget the one question rule? And it'd be like, oh, sorry, that's right. And then ask me two questions again. Not that it was bad, but it just wasn't, it didn't work like the way I wanted it to. But what came out of it was interesting. What I discovered was that you can upload a bunch of docs to a custom GPT, and it can access them, but only if you tell it to. If you don't tell it to, it doesn't really know what's in there, which I found interesting. So I that became a big learning step for future iterations of different custom GPTs that I now use all the time. But in this particular case, the life coach got turned into the copilot because I had all these docs uploaded to it, my resume, my goals, information about my business, all my LinkedIn posts. It just had all this content. And then I found it became a useful tool just to query against those instead of uploading it and being like, hey, can you consider this company and use my resume to make a cover letter if I want to apply for this company? Like little things like that all the time. I ended up building a copilot or like this little customized GPT that could be used for a bunch of different scenarios that was just slightly more helpful than a normal ChatGPT window, because this one already had all the information and it was already pre-prompted to be a business coach for me, right? So it was already had that context of like, hey, you're a world-class business coach helping Dan Sanchez navigate problems. It's already put that's just the really bare minimum instructions I put into it. So let's take a look. In fact, let's open it up. I'll try to narrate it if you're only listening, but if you're can watch it, if you open this up on Apple Podcasts, you can actually watch the video there in Apple. You can watch it on YouTube. You can watch it on my site, AIDrivenMarketer.com. If you're on another one, that's okay. You will get 99% of this just by listening. But it is nice to have a visual reference. I'm a visual learner, so I thought I'd record a video. So here we are in the back end of this custom GPT. You can see I uploaded a little photo of this like older looking gentleman because I just find that it's nice to think I'm talking to some older business veteran. The name is Copilot. The little description is, how can I help you today, Dan? Like, not that it even needs to be there. I just like putting something there. And the instructions are, you are an expert business mentor and life coach helping Dan Sanchez reach his goals faster by asking critical questions and providing clear and actionable advice. Please reference your knowledge of Dan and the provided documents to guide his thinking. It's just kind of basic. You still have to ask it to which document you want it to check out. Otherwise, it just doesn't reference them every time. So the stuff I have uploaded to it are my resume, my life focus, which is a like kind of like mission statement and core values that I've written for myself based on that Michael Hyatt Life Focus product they put out. The current state of life, which is another full focus document. It's kind of like all the different objectives I have for my life, including my business, my bucket list, StrengthFinders, all my LinkedIn posts. I should probably put some more business documents in here that I have around marketing plans and my business objectives. But I generally just, every time I need to query a document that I have about myself or my business, or you could do this for your marketing department with personas or strategic documents of various kinds, you can upload here and then just ask ChatGPT to interact with it in different ways in order to produce the kinds of content that you need. I do this as a way, I'll query against the resume or my life focus, and I'll ask, hey, consider this opportunity that I've been against my life focus. Does this fit? Help me think through some, ask me some questions that would help me to navigate this opportunity according to my life focus, right? And so we can do things like that because it already knows, it has access to it, and it can reference the documents itself. So it's kind of a nice place where you can upload these documents and query against them with ChatGPT. You could do that with ChatGPT and just drag them, drop them in there every single time, but I find it's nice to have them all in one place and have it pre-prompted with being an expert business mentor. So you don't have to do that every time and load this with the super prompt just to get the results that you want. It's kind of just a shortcut, one where you can have, it's called Copilot. You just access that and you start dialoguing about your business. I have it review legal contracts, proposals, have it poke holes in content sometimes or around different ideas I have. It's almost like having that coworker be like, hey, can you look at this real quick and make sure I'm thinking about this right? It's so nice, especially somebody who works like in an office all day by myself. I mean, I have my family out there, but it's just nice to be able to get a professional opinion real quick by somebody who's always willing and always available and is so polite in ChatGPT. So I highly recommend building one of these. You copy mine and kind of modify it from there. Or I don't know. I'm sure you could Google search how to build a Copilot and custom GPTs and get a number of different tutorials because many people have made these. I'm by far from the first one. This is one of the first use cases people came up with this. This one is definitely a more general purpose one. Most of my custom GPTs accomplish highly specific tasks, repeatable tasks, you know, things that you have to do every day or week or month or whatever that you don't want to do anymore and you can automate through AI. Those are generally the kind of custom GPTs I like to do. But it's kind of nice to have some general purpose ones like this too that are just a few steps ahead of what a normal ChatGPT can do. So that's the story and the purpose of what I do with this Copilot. Build one. Give it a shot. Use this as your first project to get your feet wet in building custom GPTs. You won't regret it.